only for Eidus Magei to an Isha, like we just said. Like Rashi says, Leimal Isha Meis Balchot. Tell a lady, a husband, or wife, that her husband was Meis. And here the Rabbanim will make it that Kilaba Rabbanim is Miguna, that the Isha should not stay in the Guna, if she should not know if her husband was Meis, so she won't be able to get married. So the Rabbanim will make it. I the Chutz and Isha the Raisa, how could it be Meikel? The Territiz will hold the Kaddish, and after the Rabbanim Mekaddish. When you make Kedushim Mitchilo, it was only Amanat the Rabbanim Anicha with this Kedushim. In such a case later, when the husband gets lost and we don't know if he's Meis or not, and an Eidech comes and tells us that he's Meis, so the Rabbanim will make it, and the Rabbanim like took away the Kedushim. So in the case of Eidus Isha to tell us that the husband died, the Rabbanim believed in Eidech, who adin the Rabbanim believed in Eid Mipi Eid, even though you didn't see him die, you heard over from somebody else, that's also kosher. For Mashmu, all other Eidus, though, you don't believe in Eid Mipi Eid. For the Gemara, though, we boil you. Eid mi piyed, the Eidus Bechor Mao. What's going to be the loch of Eid mi piyed nagay to a Bechor? A loch of a Bechor is, a grash in Eidus Bechor means Bechor biyat kain, a Bechor of a behema that Yisrael gave to a kain. A loch is, it's a korban, and the kain is supposed to be makar agabi hamizbeach. What about if it gets a mum? When it gets a mum, then the loch is, the kain's not eat it, it lies like nichse kain. So Zach Shash Medrabonon, every time a kain has a Bechor, and he tells us now they got a mum there, we're afraid maybe he himself made the mum. And that's an issue of the rice, you're not allowed to make a mum to a Bechor. So we don't let the kain eat the Bechor mum, unless he brings Eidus to say that the mum happened before when it was by the Yisrael. So Rashi. Bechor biyat kain, kishenosnu Yisrael l'sholem. If the Yisrael gave a kain a Bechor that was sholem, without a mum. Viru boy mum, and now a mum happened by the kain, we're afraid that nechshedu kahanim lahatul mum bechor. We're afraid the kahanim will be matul mum in the bechor. V'yeinemon loyna mum ze nofal boi meilah. He's not nemon to say the mum came by itself. V'tzarach lovi edim. He has to bring edim. V'yarmin hosam isha ksher leidazu. There's only a chumra with the rabbonim, and the rabbonim will make it to believe in isha, even an isha, even though an isha is always posel edus. But for this edus to say that she saw that the mum happened by itself, and not that the kohen made the mum, we believed in Isha. So that's called Eidus LeBechorah. The kohen has to have Eidus, that when the mum came on, the Bechorah came by itself, and not like we choshed, that the kohen did it himself. So this is a din that Rabbanim will make us to believe in Isha, who was in an Eidech or his Neman. So now we have a Shalom, what about an Eid Mipiye? You didn't see it yourself, that the mum happened by itself, you heard it over from your friend. Can you say Eidus now in Bezdin or not? That's a Shalom. Again, Iboilu. Eid mi piyed li edus bechor mahu. Rav Ami asked. Rav Ami says no. Rabbanu were makel eid mi piyed only by edus isha. Rav Asi shor. Rav Asi said no. And this edus also were makel. Omalei Rav Ami and Rav Asi. For Rav Ami to Rav Asi, I bought tana. The Brice before said bought tana the veim anasya. Ein eid mi piyed kosher. It says claw that one aid that hears from another aid is not kosher. El only edus isha vavad. Mashm, that's the only case. Only when you're saying edus for an isha. Mishum meguna kilabar rabbonim to tell her husband died. And the Gemara emo li edus sher isha ksher v'lo. The Braisa doesn't mean only that one case. It means any time the rabbonim will make to believe in isha for the edus, who are there the rabbonim will make to believe in edus mipi ed? Yeah. Shisha ksher v'lo. Yeah. It's only in the case when Isha is believed, what the Rabbanu make to believe in Eid Mipiyed. So Mela, since a Bechor, by Bechor, and Isha is Neman, who was in Eid Mipiyed is also kosher. The more Rav Yemer, Asher, Eid Mipiyed, the Bechor. He was also Masher. He said it's kosher. You can believe in Eid Mipiyed that the Bechor, Mum, came by itself. Kori Aleim Reima, Yemer, Shor, Bucha. They called them Reima, they called him at the name to say, Yemer, you're a Matri and Bechoris, you're too Nekel. And it sounded like they held it was also. So suddenly he was naked, they like made fun of him. So the more of a name, lo bisim zayin vehilcha saw eid mi piyed kosher b'chor. That's why he's a lochataka. That it's kosher, eid mi piyed is kosher by b'chor. It's not only by eidus isha, but any time the rabbonim believed in isha, we believe in eid mi piyed. Right, chalas dvash. So the Mishnah says now, if you have a squashed beehive from before Shabbos and the honey is coming out, you're allowed to drink the honey on Shabbos. Even though in Mishnah Reb Lez was machmir, the kopon and kodek chom though it's mutter. So Timora ki osi Rav Oishia Menadoi. Rav Oishia came from Menadoi. Also he came the icy mas nisa biyodi. He brought a brice in his hands. And the brice said like this: Zeisim v'yanovim. If you have olives and grapes, shariska nera Shabbos that you squeeze them out from nera Shabbos, he should know. So you started to squeeze them before Shabbos. V'yotzu miyatzmon and now the juice
keeps on coming out on Shabbos is Asurim. You know it's awesome. That's how the Tanakhama. For Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Matirim. But the Rav is Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon are both matter that you're allowed to drink the juice when it comes out. Why? Since you started to squeeze it out before Shabbos, so now even if you squeeze it on Shabbos, still there's no Issur D'oraisa. Therefore, we're more makel to say that when the juice comes out by itself, you're allowed to drink the juice. Even though on regular grapes, if the first starts to be squashed out on Shabbos by itself, it's also to drink the juice. Because there we're afraid maybe you come to squeeze it mitchil on Shabbos. But here that it was started to be squashed, it was started before Shabbos, it's mutter even if it comes out on Shabbos. So the fact that Yomar Amar Rabbi Yosef, Gavra Yisrael Rosal Hashminim, like what's the chiddush of this brayso? All about Mishnah. Why are you telling me a chiddush? It's the same halacha says by the Mishnah, by a beehive. Since it started to be pressed, to be squeezed before Shabbos, we say the juice that comes out on Shabbos, the honey, you're allowed to drink. So it's the same halacha for beehives as grapes. Omalei Abayin, that the Abayin name is not Sushteolim. Tuva Kamashpras, tell me a big chiddush this brayso. Dima must be, if you only hear the chiddush from the Mishnah, by a beehive, by honey, have a min hosimu, timikoro oichel ulubsayf oichel. Hey, squeezing out a beehive, midiraisa, there's no issa. Because the beehive, the honey inside before was called an oichel, and honey is still called an oichel. It's honey is not called a mashka. So there's no issa in the farm, it's not called you creating a mashka from an oichel. So there's only issa midirabonin. So the Rabbonans, I'll tell you, since you start to squeeze it before Shabbos, Avad the Rabbonan will make all, you're allowed to eat the honey, even though it comes up now on Shabbos. Ma'ashenke, now with Hocha, this rice is a tremendous chiddush. Hocha, the Mikoro Uchla. Here we're talking about the grapes were riskon before Shabbos. Now grapes, Metchila, grape is called a Meichel. Ulev Seif, later when the juice comes out, it's Zichel called a Mashka. So, hey, Maloy, I would think even though you started to squeeze them before Shabbos, and the juice started to come out. But I call upon him now, when the juice comes out on Shabbos, we should make a gzera. You can't drink the juice, because maybe you come to squeeze out the grapes mitchila, which will be in Yisrael Yeraisom, Kamash Malon, that's tremendous chiddush price, we don't make such a gzera. As we say that since these grapes were riskon, were squashed from before Shabbos, and now the juice is coming out, we say that we're not gzera, maybe you come to squeeze out fresh grapes. Fresh grapes we're not afraid to squeeze out. Elamai, you go to squeeze out these grapes. Since these grapes were riskon before Shabbos, not a nisa d'oraisa anyway, it's only with the Rabbonin, so that gzera l'gzera the Rabbonin didn't make. Yeah, all right, we'll stop here.
Yeah, zok the Mishnah Baita. Kol shebo b'chan min mir Shabbos. Anything that came into hot water before Shabbos, which means that it was cooked before Shabbos, as any food that was cooked, and pusher this means it was cooked cold zorkon, it was cooked as edible to eat, even though some of us should learn it's enough that it was cooked Michael ben Drisoy, that's like halfway finished, but the Pasha Aloha is it has to be cooked, completely cooked before Shabbos, is Aloha Shurin Oysan Bechamim B'Shabbos. You're allowed to soak it in hot water in a clear rishon on Shabbos, because Ein Bishal Acha Bishal. Since it was cooked before Shabbos, you are allowed again to put it into a clear rishon, let it even soak longer on Shabbos. So Rashi Kol Shabbo Bechamin Kloimish in his Bashlif, who was cooked before Shabbos, is Sherman Noise Bechamin. You're allowed to let it soak now on Shabbos in hot water. Kidei Shei Nimuach. What's the purpose of it? That it should get so, like, dissolved in hot water. We'll see in the Gemara what the purpose of this was for. So the Mishnah Bechol Shaloi Bo Bechamin Mi'era Shabbos, anything that was not cooked before Shabbos, Rashi Gagoin Bosa Yovish, a dried meat, that people could eat it raw, but it wasn't cooked before Shabbos, is the halacha on Shabbos, it's not mukse, because within the Gemara some people could eat it, is madichin oisay b'chamin. You're allowed to just dip it into hot water b'Shabbos, but you're not allowed to let it soak in hot water. So drashe madichin oisay, you could dip it into hot water, v'lo yamrina, we do not say, zehu bishulay, this is its bishul, this is the way you cook it. Elo avoloi sherman, but you're not allowed to let it soak in hot water. So the halacha, what it means is, you can't let it soak in a klirishon, because the klirishon is mevashel. A klirishon means, if you have the hot water that was cooked on the fire, even though now you take the pot off the fire, but calls them on that water is yatzel, let this boy, it's like hot, like at least 110 degrees, it could be mevashel. So what does medichin mean? You're allowed to dip it in. So the halacha, it means in a klisheni. If you poured the water out of the original pot where the water was cooked into a second kli, that's called a kli sheni. We hold that's not mevashel. Therefore, you're allowed to dip this raw meat into a kli sheni of hot water.
sagt die Mishnah, chutz min amliach hayoshin. A chutz, if you have an old salty fish that's a year old, this you're not allowed to even dip into a cliché. So drash, chutz min amliach yoshin means dog maliach shoshan ashova. You have a year old salty fish, or else the kulyis hoas panin. So trash, it's also shame dag, a name of a fish. People eat it just with its salting. If you salt the fish, then all you have to do is just dip it into hot water. Now, these type of fish, even to dip it into hot water that's only in the cliche, still it's osur. Why? Why? Zuhi gemar malachtan. Because this is the way you cook it to make it roi teeth. This is the Gemara Melocha, and the Gemara will say that you chayiv chattis for this. This is all you need to make this fish edible, is just to dip it into a kli sheni. So since that's what you need to make it edible, that's called its bishul. Melech an issur midiraisa to even soak this fish, just dip this fish into hot water on Shabbos. So the Gemara could go in mai. So Drashi, what does that mean? Heavy bo bechamin shechosim mishar noisim bechamin. We have a case that you cook something before Shabbos, and now on Shabbos you should want again let it soak in hot water. Like it's not mashmas tam, your purpose is just warming it up. It's mashmas, your purpose is like to let it soak more and more and more. Like for what purpose do you have to let it soak more if it was already cooked before Shabbos? What's the purpose letting it being soaked more in hot water on Shabbos? Omerav popa kugurin tana goyoto. The Rav Abba, the chicken of Rav Abba. Yes, what does that mean, Zatrashi? Mivashlo, they used to cook it before Shabbos, v'shar roiso yom rabin. They would let it soak a long time, a few days, v'chamen in hot water, limchois mi'leha, that it should be dissolved, v'ochlo l'refua. It was a type of a food, v'aisas, it didn't taste so good, but it was healthy, good for refua. That's what you used to eat it. So the Gemara of Yomer of Safra, Zim Necho, the one tarnik lois lost my one to visit them. The Yorichlon Minay, and they gave me to eat from it. And it was so bad that Vi Loi Rav Abba, if not for Rav Abba, the Ashkin Chamra, they gave me to drink wine, Bart Losa, 3 years old, a tarfi, if this needs to, I would have got sick from it. Strashi Bart Losa, tarfi, Ben Gimel Shomer, it's Nusa, Yistin Nenes, Lahakia Mach Mismis. Now I got sick. But I would have had a vomited because it was so meas, this type of chicken that was soaking in the water so long. So the kids, it wasn't the most geschmackes food to eat, but they used to do it for refuah. And it's not osur, even though it's osur to make refuah. Mistam because here it's not mucha milsas being done ashem refuah. The fourth is chicken, the fourth is a food that you could eat. Therefore it's mutter to do it, and it's mutter to eat it, and it's even mutter to share it, let it soak in the hot water on Shabbos. So the more Rabbi Yochanan Rayik Mikutich de Bavloi. Means whenever he mentioned the word kutich habavloi, that was a special type of a dish they used to dip their food into, he would have to spit. Since it was so near in his eyes, when he remembered about it, he had to spit. Amar Rav Yosef, we also should have to spit mitana gol to the Rav Abba. Whenever I remember that chicken that I ate by Rav Abba, I also have to spit. For Yoy Damarav, Gaza. Zim nocho, the one time Nikolais lost my went to him. The yavdis kutuch habavloi, I made a kutuch habavloi, and vice versa wasn't so bad. And shilu minei kol briche marova. All the sick people of marova asked me to eat from it. Shasham Rabbi Yosef kosher hoye beinav. Later, if you eat kutas at Rashi, ain't a moyes kolkach. It's not so bad beinai. Shar b'nei marova, and the other eyes of the people of b'nei marova. Why? Because he went there and all the Rashi, Berichim in Cholim, all the sick people went to ask him to give me some, but he says it was a refuah, it was good for them. So the Moravaita, Kol Shloi Bo Bechamen, something that was not cooked before Shabbos, so you're not allowed to cook it on Shabbos, but Hoidochi is Mutter. Ma'ashen came the salty fish, here you're not allowed to even dip it into a klisheni. What's going to be if you do dip it into a klisheni? What's going to be the locha? So Rashi hadiach kulyis mai, the salty fish that you dip into hot water. What's the locha? Omer Rav Yosef, you should know hadiach chayev chatis. It's like a chayev chatis word. So Rashi the heavy bishul because this is its bishul. Omer ma bered ravino afanan nami tanina. We also learned like this, that if you dip this salty fish into hot water, you chayev chatis. Why? Because the Mishnah says, Chutz mimaliach yoshin. You're not allowed to dip a full, you are allowed to dip into a klisheni, chutz except the salty fish, makulia sospan, and this type of a fish. And the Mishnah says, Shat choson zuhi gemar malachton. The dipping of this fish into hot water, that's called the gemar malachton, which is mashma, that's a malocha. That's the gemar malocha, that's the malocha vishon. Shema mina, that if you do it, you take a chayim chattis. So the Mora Yosef Rabbi Chiya Barabba. Rabbi Chiya Barabba was sitting. For Rabbi Asi Kainei, the Rabbi Yechon. He was sitting in front of Rabbi Yechon. For Yosef Rabbi Yechon would come and Anan. Rabbi Yechon was like dozing off. Is Omole Rabbi Chiya Barabba the Rabasi. So in the meantime, Rabbi Chiya Barabba asked Rabasi. He asked him a few shayles. Mifnei ma oifois sheba bovul shmenim. How come the birds in bovul are fat? Omole, so he answered him back. No, they're not so fat, the birds in Bavel. I'll show you in the Midbaraza that the birds are even fatter. They're fatter than the birds in Eretz Yisrael. I'll show you wrong, even the birds in Eretz Yisrael were also fatter. Here's another shayla. Mifneima moyadim sheba bovel smechem. How come when it comes yom tefin bovel, everybody's very happy? The terasi answered back, mifnei sheinanim, because they're very poor. So Trashi, regilim lismeach b'moyadim. Yoyser meret Yisrael. It's in bovel, they were more happy on yom tef than in Eretz Yisrael. How come? So he answered back, mifnei sheinanim. V'chol ha'ashona ein lehem simcha b'maychel b'mishter. The whole year they don't enjoy have such happiness by eating and drinking. They can't afford it. They don't have rest from work. They're poor. They have to work a lot. When it came to Moyadim, there they're very happy. They had a lot of simcha and their Moyadim. Fighter, next question he asked him was, how come Talmidei Chachamim shebavovel mitzuyonim? How come Talmidei Chachamim bavovel have to dress very nicely? They're mitzuyonim. Rashi, mitzuyonim means atzmon belavushim noyim. How come they dress special clothing? They answer back, lefi sheina b'nei Torah. Because the people around there are not b'nei Torah. So Rashi learns, kol kach lechavdom kipnei Eretz Yisrael. If the people in bavovel weren't machshiv Torah, so they wouldn't give them covid, the same way the b'nei Eretz Yisrael gave Talmidei Chachamim covid. Therefore, machmas teroschem is mechab denoise machmas levushayim shenirin chashuvim. Therefore, our kopon, they had a dress to look choshev that people should give them covered machmas del malbush. So the chur wasn't al gaiva, but they wanted them to give them covered after kveid hatorah, after kveid hatorah that they had. So they wouldn't do it, so therefore they dressed up nicely. So our kopon, they were machshuv them after dressing. Weiter, mifnei ma roivdei kechovim mizuanim. How come goyim stink? Have zuama. The terrorism of Nesha, Ichlim Shkots from Ramoshim. He answered back because they eat lobster, they eat Shkots from Ramoshim, that makes the body a special odor that they stink. So, Nazat Mori is Oye Behu Reb Yechin. Reb Yechin was dozing off before, now he woke up. And Vice says he didn't like these terutsim that they gave. Is Omulus, Reb Yechin told them, Darbeki, Kleine Kindlach. Lekha Chamati Lachem, didn't I already tell you? The Postik says, Emolo Chochma Choysiyat. Tell your sister, tell Chochma, she's your sister. What does that mean? In if what you want to answer is borrow it 100% right by you, like you know your sister, like you know that your sister is also to you, omru, then say it over. If you're 100% right what you're saying, you think you're right, say it. If you're not 100% what you're saying is right, don't say it. In other words, he didn't like the answer they gave him. Is omru led, he told him, which one of these terutsim didn't you like? So why from all of them? He went through them. We asked, Mifnei ma oifish sheba bovel shemenim. You asked, why are the oifish and bovel fat? The teretz is, Mifnei shele golu. Because those oifish didn't have to go into golus. Therefore, they didn't get skinny from golus. Shenema the posik says, Shanan moyav minoruf. Moyav was resting. Veshokatu el shmorav. And he was very at peace. Uvagren aloy holach. He didn't have to go into golus. Vihochem minol in the golus. How do we know that the birds of Eretz Yisrael did go into golus? Titania of Yudhuaymer. Nun bei shone loy over ish Yehuda. For 52 years, no person walked through Yehuda. Why not? Because that was the Zman HaGolus. So you see that they were in Golus and they didn't walk through there. Yeshinema, the Pasuk says, Alohorim meso bechi benehi, miyefa shemayim viyad behema nodadu holochu, swidashin behema is begamatria chamishim mutartin, 52, heavy. Omer Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yochanan, kulam chazu, all the animals went back to Eretz Yisrael, chutz mikulus haspanas, achutz from this fish. The Yom Rav, Hani Madre the Bovel, he's the waters of Bovel, Mahadri Mayalei Notim, the waters went back to Ainotim, and there was a stream was going upwards. Fahai, this fish, Kipun the Loi Shara Shidri, since it didn't have a good backbone, Loi Motzi Sol, it couldn't go up through against the current. Right, the Yensim, if Neymar, Moedim Shabbov, Smechem Akam, the happy in Simcha in Bovel, Mifnei Shlo, Hoyo Biesa clothed, because they weren't proclaimed as clothed. Ksiv the Pasuk says, Vyashavti Kol Moshe Yisrael, Chago, Chadoshe, Vyashavti Vachom Yadel, Ksiv Chad Sheikhim, Radechim, Son of Nafshi, Hoyo Lala Turech. My Hoyo Lala Turech, what does he mean Hashem said was, again, my havi oil al turich. What does it mean that the muadim was a turich for Hashem? Omer Ablez, Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Loidayin lo Yisrael isn't enough that the Eden shechoytim lefone they do chatoim in front of me, nor they didn't do simchas yontov l'shem shemayin, nor they did it time to fill themselves up. El shematrichin oisi leida ezu gzei rakosha of yelayim. They bother me, Hashem, that I have to figure which bad amaka I'll bring upon Klai Yisrael. Omer Yitzchak. There wasn't any regal that the army men didn't come into Tzipuri to ruin the Simchas Yom Tov. This is the Yonish. There was no Yom Tov that didn't come into Tveria, also the army men to ruin the Yom Tov. Right, next question. How come the Amichomim dressed nicely? The Fishane B'nei Mekoyim, because they don't live home. The Yamiyinshi people say, at home, people know you by name. Not at home, you have to dress nicely. People will machavu you because you're clothing a coat on them. Right, the post says, Haboyim Yashvus Yaakov, Yotzitz Uporach Yisrael. Tona Rabbi Yosef Eil Tamirachom Nitzachemirachomim, Sheva Bovel and Bovel, Shoysen sits in a prochom of Torah. They make nice blaspheming to Torah. And vice versa, if Neymar, or the Chavim Mizum, and the Kashafu, how come going to stink? The Territish, like,